Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition. It's the College to Pro Players Platform Show as we look forward to bringing you the next generation of NFL prospects each and every day. And today we're going to Eastern Kentucky. We're joined with Ben Maiden, the standout tight end. He was second on the team in 34 catches for 456 yards, and now he looks to that next level. Ben, we appreciate you taking some time to join us this afternoon. Can you believe your time in Eastern Kentucky's kind of come and gone, and now you're aiming to get, you know, to that next level?
Oh, man, it's unreal. It's crazy how fast it comes and goes, and it's even more unreal to think that I got the shot at the next level, and it's going to be an honor to be trying out.
When does it sink in? I mean, you're playing college football. Everyone that you suit up against, everybody that you suit up with wants to be where you're at today with that opportunity, but very few get it. I mean, and when does it kind of become fruition, I guess, to you that, hey, you know what, I can really actually think about this seriously, that, you know, this is an opportunity?
Well, I still don't think it has fully sat in on me yet, but, I mean, I definitely understand the opportunities in front of me and how close I am to it. And I think up until somebody calls me up and says, join our team, I think that's when it will finally set in for me. But, you know, it's a great opportunity and it's a fun process.
Nice. Football, your favorite sport growing up?
Oh, yeah. I've always played football. My dad, he's always been my coach, so he's always pushed me to – you know, play football, but I've played other sports. You know, I've loved basketball my whole life. I played that in high school. I played all the sports growing up, but I really stuck to football and basketball.
Nice. And for you, I mean, kind of being an all-around athlete, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, you probably start getting more recognition and knowing that's maybe be the best route for you, but how do you kind of settle in on football, and then how do you kind of find yourself playing that tight end position?
Well, you know, like you said, playing all the sports, you know, it really helps you at tight end. You see a lot of good tight ends being a good basketball player, just being a good athlete, just hand-eye coordination, being quick. I just think all the sports will help you. Will help me at this position. You know, physicality, athleticism, speed, and I just think it all finds its way back to the tight end position.
Yeah, and it's obviously an increasing, expanding role. I mean, obviously they're becoming so, integrated into the offense, especially, you know, the athletic pass-catching guys. I mean, we know that's
right.
Big names like Rob Gronkowski and such. For you, I mean, when you look at guys at the next level, are there anybody you kind of, you know, pattern yourself after or like to mirror your game after? Or you just kind of like take some bits and pieces from everybody?
Well, I mean, of course I like to take bits and pieces from everybody and like to see what the best is doing, but the most I hear about myself is I'm more of a, I guess I kind of base my game around like a Travis Kelce type. You know, somebody will stick their hand in the ground and somebody that will also be out wide and catch passes and, you know, kind of try to do it all mostly and, you know, block down on a DN and go out and try to outrun a corner of safety. So that's kind of the game plan.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Ben Maiden here on the C2P, the Eastern Kentucky tight end, kind enough to take some time and talk some NFL draft with us. If you miss any of the show in its entirety, check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and his draft bio at collegetopro.com. I mean, for you, I mean, what are scouts going to love about you? I mean, you mentioned some of those qualities of being able to put your hand in the dirt and, you know, beating these guys off the line of scrimmage as well. But when they start breaking down film, I mean, what kind of prospect are they going to see, Ben, and what are they going to like, you think? You know, what do you think they're going to like about you?
Well, I think they're mostly going to like my pass-catching ability. That's what I set my game around is catching passes. I think they're also going to love whenever they watch film, they're going to see that our offense is more of a traditional offense. We're about a 50-50 pass run offense, and they'll see me put my hand in the ground blocking. They'll see me out on the edge blocking. They'll see me kind of all over the field doing whatever it takes type deal. Special teams, they'll see I'll be a big asset to special teams because I'm fast. I can get down the field. I can I can play anything on special teams. Just think I'm a big asset to any team. Possibly, if watching my film, I can do whatever it takes. Be a couple people in one contract, top player.
And I noticed on your bio, it said punting. Can you punt a little bit?
Yeah. Well, I started that in high school because we didn't have any. You know how high school sometimes you don't have a special teams player.
Yeah.
And I started punting and kicking in high school, become first team all state somehow at that.
Huh.
So I started punting here, and we had a really good punter here who's actually first team all conference. But you know, Coach felt that if I needed to go in there and punt, that I was always ready, that I was always practicing it, and
Hey man, that's a great any ability you can do besides what you already are capable of is a big bonus. I always remember the Oakland.
Right.
Well, yeah, it'd have been the Oakland Raiders game. I think it was a Monday night game where their punter got hurt. They basically basically lost the game because they just couldn't punt the ball. I mean, it was just bad snaps, no punts, and it just shows you if that
special
guy goes down, it's critical. It is huge.
Oh, yeah,
like
definitely.
You know, not to get off subject, but you know, when you see some of the big, you know, like an Alabama or the Ohio State, sometimes if their special teams struggle or you know, you'll see some of these games in big bowl games and you think like, you know, they didn't put a lot of evidence on, you know, special teams. You're just kind of like, how did that slip through the cracks when it's so critical? And these guys know what they're doing. It's not like this is their first rodeo, but that's a topic for another day. We're talking NFL
draft. There's so many
games
won and lost.
I know, there's so many. And you think, you know, you think you'd want to have that ace in the hole, but hey, you know, I guess,
right.
You know. You can't have it all, as they like to say.
Exactly.
Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, sometimes it's the offense you run, or just what your coaches asked of you. I mean, you really covered a lot. I mean, but is there? I mean, we do pass this off to scouts. I mean, this is your opportunity if they take a listen. I mean, is there anything that they're not going to see on film, even leadership qualities or game film study that these guys need to know about?
Well, I feel like naturally I've always been a leader on my teams, I'm the type of person that puts other players before myself and whatever, putting the team first. You're gonna see that type of player. You're gonna see whatever for the team, that's gonna make people better. Play in any position, and you know, just really feel like I could be an asset.
Definitely. And I'm curious, what's your height, weight right now?
I'm about 6'4", 240, 245 right now.
Nice, nice. Is that about your playing weight, or have you added or shedded some weight since the season ended?
No, I was about 250 to start of the season, dropped down, played around 240. And I would say this is around playing weight for me right now.
All right.
And,
cool.
I mean, of course, I'll add and lose for any team. So.
Definitely, yeah. And, if they ask you to game, get up to 300, I'm sure you'll try your best
and
down as low as possible. For you,
no,
I mean, I'm sure pro day is coming up, things of that nature. I mean, did you graduate? You know, where are you working out at? You know, I got a ton of questions for you. But, I mean, kind of let's start with, you know, how much more school do you have? Did you graduate? And then where are you training?
Well, I am training here at Eastern with our strength and conditioning coach and a personal trainer here in town. I am still going to school. I'm on my last semester. I'm actually going to have over 150 hours in college and have a double major by the end of this semester, start of the summer. So that's kind of my deal right now. You know, a lot of these guys, they're out just training and not having to do any school, but I'm still finding enough time to get enough training in, as well as going to school and being ready for pro day here March 4th. So
March 4th. Well, that's a quick one. You got a nice approaching for you.
Yeah, it's here. It is here. That's for sure.
We just had another kid on before you came on. His pro day is April 1st. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I get tired just thinking about that far away April
1st. Yeah. Golly, I can't sleep now. I should wait till April 1st and not sleep.
I know, man. I just how I get when I got big things on the docket coming up, you know, I just want to kind of get after it, even if, you know, you just get anxious. And, you know, I think I mentally tire myself out from just thinking about it. I want to get after it so bad. I mean, obviously you want to run fast. You want to look fluid. You want to look quick. I mean, you want to pump 225 a thousand times. But is there anything when it comes down to your pro day that, I mean, is there anything, I guess, you think you're going to do where you're going to kind of like, this is going to be the staple event. This is going to be the one event where, like, man, he really killed this.
I think the 40 is going to be big for me to show teams that I can really run well. I mean, because as you see, a lot of these prototypical tight ends are 6'6", 260. I'm 6'4", 240, and if I run well and show teams that I can play a big role in all special teams, come in and play a big role at tight end, that I think that it'll really catch some eyes for the scouts.
Nice. Do you want to kind of throw a number out there, or do you want to keep that to yourself?
I think I can definitely hit a 4.6, but I'm really hoping to hit the 4.5.
Nice.
So
that's an honest answer too. I'm glad you, you know. Usually everybody says 4.3.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
come
yeah.
on, man.
You
know,
crazy numbers, I'm sure.
Yeah. When I first started into the, you know, when I first got into the business, then, you know, I'd talk to agents. You know, I'd talk to players too, but you know, they'd be calling. You know, hey, I got this tight end from Eastern Kentucky, 6'4", 245, you know, he runs a 4.3. And I'm like, oh, my God, this kid runs a 4.3. And I'm all excited. You know, I'm calling the guys in New York, you know, saying, hey, we got it, you know. And they're like, Bo, relax. They're like, you know, like they all, you know. And I'm like, no, he said, you know. And then pro day rolls around and, you know, you run like a 4.5, 4.6 or something. And I had one guy said his guy was going to – the one guy, I won't say his name, but he said he was going to run a 4.3. And he actually, his pro day, he was a running back, and his pro day – his pro day ran a 4.8, and I'm like, there's no way, you know. Yeah, but I can see maybe there's like you ran a 4.45, you didn't have, yeah. And I'm like, there, you know, you run a 4.8, there's no way you ever were close to running a 4.3 unless it was 35 yards. But,
ever.
Yeah. So Ben, before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
All right. Yeah, let's go.
All right. Now, if you had to earn a living besides playing professional football, if you had to earn a living, make some money, are we more likely to see you up on stage as a lead singer of a boy band, or are we more inclined to see you as a male runway model styling some clothes?
I think you could see me as a lead singer of a boy band. You know, I could see myself up there.
Excellent stuff. And then the final question for you, and this is the question I think you guys enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities, Ben, if you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat,
oh, wow.
Who's going to join you for dinner?
Oh, wow. I think Jennifer Aniston will join me for dinner one day, hopefully.
Man, now you're a lot bigger and probably stronger than me, but I would fight you for that one. You would win, but at least I would, yeah. And it wouldn't be much.
That's
it'd probably
right,
be like hitting a mosquito, but yeah. I can't watch Friends. I can't watch Horrible Bosses. I just can't. She's just she's
I agree.
Good, put this in. That's a franchise collection right there. You know, you draft that, and you're good for the next 15 years. You
oh yeah,
need to replace
no
her.
Doubt. That's for sure. She just gets hotter with age.
Excellent, man. Well, hey, I can't wait to find out. I'm going to be nagging you later in the day on March 4th. I'll probably be giving you best luck to you on the morning of March 4th. But hopefully that day goes as planned and you knock the thing out of the ballpark, my man.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Ben Maiden, the standout Eastern Kentucky tight end. And he kind of shared, you know, some of the qualities he brings. I mean, this is an athletic tight end. You know, sometimes you have those guys that are, you know, kind of more the stiff, kind of more the bullish guys on the line. But this is kind of a two-trick pony, if you will. You know, has enough strength and enough versatility to kind of get both done on both ends. Kid to keep your mind on, keep your eye on. And, again, we'll be having this draft bio page going up to College Pros probably in the next couple of days. I definitely want to get it done before we head out to the combine, because, you know, once we get down to the combine, just a whole nother realm of just more and more and more interviews, and then we really get backed up. So we hope to get this bio up and posted. In the meantime, if you want to listen to this interview in its entirety, you can check Ben Maiden out at iTunes and at Blog Talk Radio. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.